Begin the current daf Maseches Erech and daf Chavav. Begin 5 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah. Our Mishnah spoke about what happens if someone was makdish his de'achuzah, came to the Yevil year, and no one redeemed it, not the owner, not someone else. So here are the three machlekes in the Mishnah. Behuda said, Kahanim, as the Pasuk says, they come over, they take over the field that was sanctified and not redeemed by the owner. Now, but since no one redeemed it, it has to be redeemed, as the Gemara explained, Kodesh Kodesh, it learns like Xeris Akasiv, that you go ahead and the Kohen redeems it now, and then he gets it. Whereas Reb Shimon said that no, they come over, they take it over, and they don't have to give any money. Then there was a third opinion mentioned on Mishnah, which our Gemara quotes. Liazim, he says, no, loy nechnasin, v'loy nechnasin, v'chulu, they don't come in, they don't take it over, they don't give any money, but rather somebody else has to redeem it. Once that someone else redeems it, whether it be this Yevil cycle, next Yevil cycle, the next one after that, but somebody has to redeem it, then by the Yevil year after that redemption, then the Kohanim come and take it over, and that's when it becomes theirs. So Amar Rabbi says, my time to Bliaza, what's the reason of his opinion? We already explained the other two opinions in the previous stuff. What's the reasoning for his opinion? So it says Rabbi Amakra, the Pasuk says, V'im lo yigal es asode, it says that if the owner is not going to redeem the field, so lo yigal oy, so it cannot be redeemed anymore, continues the Pasuk, V'machar es asode, and if he sells the field, then when it goes out in the Yevil year, oh, then that's when it's going to go out to the Kohanim. Now, actually, the way we're reading this Pasuk is actually not the way it's written in the Torah, as the Gemara is going to shortly point this out. The way the Pasuk is actually written says, v'im lo yigal es asad. If the owner doesn't redeem the field, v'im machar es asad l'shachar, so the gizbar, as we quoted this in the previous daf, sells it to some other person, so lo yigal aloy. So now it's already sold to someone else, the owner can't redeem it anymore, and therefore, like the next Pasuk continues, v'hoya asad b'tzeis b'yevil, kodesh l'ashem k'stei acherim, l'koyim t'ya chazasai. So when it's going to come out to the Yevil year, since someone else redeemed it, then it's going to go to the Kohanim, because actually if the owner redeems it, it goes back to him. However, the way Rabbi Yez is expounding the Pasuk is as follows. He's actually learning it as two different halachas. He's saying, as we quote in the Gemara, which is, as Abai is going to say, that we're like cutting up, slicing and splicing the Pasuk and putting different words in different places, but he's saying it that, v'im lo yigal, if the owner doesn't redeem it, so that's one halacha, lo yigaloid, so he can't redeem it anymore. But then he learns it as additional halacha. V'im machar, if the gizbar sells the field to someone else, then the Pasuk is saying, then when the field goes out, and the Yevil is going to go to the Kohanim. But the inference is, but if the Gizbar doesn't sell the field, then it doesn't go out to the Kohanim, the Yevil year. That's Reb Eliezer's opinion, unlike the other two opinions of Mishnah, that say, no, in the Yevil year, even if it wasn't redeemed by someone else, it's going to go to the Kohanim. They just disagreed if the Kohen has to pay money or not. However, Om Abaya, on this interpretation of Rabba, Abaya says, as we pointed this out already, Sakina Harifa Mifsuki Krai. You have a sharp knife cutting up this Pasuk. The Pasuk's not written like that. The Pasuk says, as we pointed out before, if he didn't redeem it, he can't redeem it anymore. And then the field's going to go out in the Yevil year to the Kohanim, which sounds like when the Yevil year comes, he can't redeem it anymore. And it goes out to the Kohanim, even if it wasn't sold. Not like the way Rabbi was saying it, as if it's two different halachas, and he's putting whichever sentence he wants to fit that, oh, the sale is what's making contingent going to the Kohanim. No, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he can't redeem it anymore, and that's the point. When it comes to Yevil, he's done, and it goes to the Kohanim. So Elam Abayi, rather Abayi says, Tamin Reb Eliezer is Kedetanya. The reason of his opinion is like we learned the following Braisa. The Braisa says in the Pasuk we just brought before, Lo Yigoyal, if the owner didn't redeem it, he can't redeem it anymore. Says the Braisa as follows. And after we explain the Braisa, then it's going to be inferred that this is the source of Reb Eliezer's opinion. But first the Braisa says the following halacha. So Yochel Loitehei Negeles, you would think, okay, if the owner didn't redeem it, rather someone else redeemed it, so then it cannot be redeemed by the owner, even Shetehei Lefon of Kistei Mikna. Or as we'll explain, not necessarily someone else redeemed it, but he didn't redeem it, which we'll explain. What does it mean he didn't redeem it? By what time, what marker, what are we talking about? Generally has up until Yevil. So it says that if you would think that the owner can't redeem it, even Shetehei Lefon of Kistei Mikna, that it should be for him like an acquired field, meaning he's the Steachuza man. He's the one who it's his ancestral field. But he was Makdish it. So saying, but if he didn't redeem it, oh, he can't redeem it anymore. So what does that mean? So, okay, you would think that he can't redeem it anymore, mean to say he can't even be like somebody else who redeems it from Hekdish, who, that type of a person, it leaves his hand in the Yevil year and goes to the Kohanim, we would think that you're out of this picture. For sure it's not your Stei Achuz anymore, but you can't even become like your Stei Mikna. You can't even buy it from someone else to have it at least up until the Yevil year. Tamalayma oid. Says the Brisa, no, that's what it says in the pasuk. Lo yigoil oid. He can't redeem it anymore, which means to say lekamosha haisa. He can't ever retain the status that he had up until now, which was to be his steachuz, his ancestral field. Meaning to say that when the yevul year comes, it shouldn't leave from his possession. For that ain in the gelus. For that, he cannot redeem it anymore. Avon the gelus shatei lefanim kistei mikta. But he could redeem it. That it should be for him like an acquired field. So, although he really lost his chance, but not all the way. He could still get it back, at least up until the yevul year, like a regular person would have stayed mikta, that acquired it. It wasn't his ancestral field. That's the halacha of the price. Says Abaye as follows, Amos. So, when are we talking about here in this halacha that he lost his chance, but not all the way? It could still be like a stay mikna, not a stay achuza. Elim be yevul rishon, if you're talking about that it's still in the first yevul cycle, samayin in the gelis. So why could it not be redeemed? What do you mean? To the contrary, it should even be like an ancestral field for him because it's still in the first Yevul cycle. He's redeeming it. He's buying it from Hekdesh. If the owner buys it from Hekdesh, like we said in the previous stuff, it does go to him. Not only that it actually even the Yevul will go back to him. Elabshita, rather, it's obvious, be Yevul Sheini. We're talking about in the second Yevul cycle. So he already lost his chance because he didn't redeem it by the first Yevul cycle. So he's saying, when it comes time for the second Yevul cycle, so we would have thought he can't redeem it at all. No, you could, but it's going to be like yours as a stay mikna up until the second yevul. Then it's going to go to the kahan. Says the Gemara, says Abaye Ulaman. So now, according to whom is this, or according to which town is this brisa going like? Elam Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Shimon. If it's going like Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Shimon, what do you mean? Like kahanim nafka. Already in the first yevul, it went out to the kahanim. According to Rebbe Yehuda, because they pay money. According to Rebbe Shimon, it goes to them for free. But at the end of the day, the owner cannot be redeeming it here anymore at all. He's totally out of picture. Not just for stei achuza. It can't even be like a stei mikna. It has no more time for redemption. It was over. Yevul already went to the Kahanim. Elolav, Rebbe Eliezer, rather says it by, obviously, the time this by Rebbe Eliezer, who he says that no, even in the second Yevul cycle, it could still be redeemed if it wasn't redeemed in the first Yevul cycle. And the inference is that this is the source for Rebbe Eliezer's halacha. Meaning, from the fact that, as the Braisa points out, we needed the word oid to tell you that the owner can't redeem it anymore to be like it's a stei achuza. But he could redeem it that it'll be at least from like a stei mikna. Now we said that doesn't make sense. If he's still in the first yevul cycle, if he's redeeming it, it is like a stei achuza. That halacha does go back to being his. When is it that it's only going to be like his, like a stay mikna? Obviously, we're talking about in the second Yevul cycle that he could redeem it because no one redeemed it yet, but like a stay mikna. So that's the source, Rebbe Eliezer's halacha, that you see that, yeah, redemption is still going to be in the second Yevul cycle. How so? Because if no one redeemed it, it's not going to the Kahanim. To which the Gemara asks on Abaye B'Tizbra, do you think your interpretation of the Braisa, of this halacha of Oy, the way you're interpreting the Braisa, is the source for Rebbe Eliezer's halacha? But Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Hai Oid my Darshibay, you were inferring and saying, obviously, this is the interpretation, because what else is this Braisa coming to teach us? But what do you mean? According to Rebbe Yehuda, Shimon, what is then the word extra word Oid in the Pasuk teaching? You said Oid must mean that, oh, to maintain his old status, which you're saying is only applicable in the second Yevul cycle, because the first one he actually would get it. When you're saying he's only going to be like a stei mikna, in the second. But then Rebbe Yehuda Shimon, who they hold there's never such a thing as a Yevul Sheini, because it goes to count in the first one, how are they going to interpret that? So the rather says the Gemara, rejecting the proof and the evidence of Abaye that this price like Rebbe Eliezer, says the Gemara, because how else are Rebbe Yehuda Shimon going to interpret it? Hachma Eskin, I can tell you this is what the price is talking about. A totally different case. Besada Shiyatza Lekahanam. It's a field that went out to Kahana, meaning a regular person that sanctified his ancestral field, and someone else redeemed it, which the halacha is, when the Yevul year comes, it goes out to the Kahana. Fine. Then, after it became the Kahanim's, the Hikdisha Kohen, in the next Yevul cycle, the Kohen who now owns it, he sanctified it. And then the original owner wants to come to redeem it, because now it's Hekdesh, from the treasure of Hekdesh. So you would have thought to say loy tifrik shatei lefanav kistei mikna, that he can't even redeem it, that it should be for his like an acquired field, and he shouldn't be able to redeem it at all, because since he didn't redeem it the first time when he sanctified it, so therefore he totally lost the opportunity, because the gizbret sold it and the kain ultimately got it. So you think that we know he can't get it back anymore like a stei achuza, but you think he can't even get it back like a stei mikna? That's what the Braisa is saying, the Pasuk teaching with the word oid. No, he just can't go back to his prior status that it should be from like a stay achuza of negelas stay lefun of this stay mikna, but he could redeem it for him to be like a regular guy who's buying something from Hekdesh up until the Yevil year, that it's like an acquired field. And yeah, when it reaches the Yevil year, it'll leave his hands, although he was the original owner from last time, and it'll be divided by the Kahanim when it reaches this next Yevil cycle, this next Yevil year. It says the Gemara Batanya. And similarly written in the Braisa, a similar idea that we expound it in the same type of a concept, where when it becomes the Kohanim's, which we can make the same interpretation of Pudim Shimon, that the original owner can never get back his old glory of being it his Te'achuza. The Braisa says as follows. The Pasuk says, Bishnas HaYevil Yoshev HaSadr. In the Yevil year, the field goes back, which this case is talking about when someone sanctifies his stay Mikna, which is the original owner wasn't makdish it. He sold it to someone else, which that's halacha when you sell something to someone else and the Yevil year comes back to you. But that buyer, he was makdish it. And then he bought it back. He redeemed it back from Hekdesh, all in that same Yevil cycle. So says the Pasuk that in the Yevil year, the field goes back, la'asher kano mi'itay, to the one who he bought it from. Unlike a steachuz, when you makdish it goes to kanim, when you bought it and you makdish it, it wasn't really yours, it goes back to the one you bought it from, not to the kanim. Says the Braisa, Yachal Yachzer leGizbar shelekachem menu. If you just read the simple in translation of the pasuk, when you say who we bought it from, so this buyer, he was makdish it and he redeemed it back from Hekdesh. So who did he buy it from? It was the treasurer that he bought it from. So you think in the Yevil year, it doesn't go back to the original owner, it goes back now to Hekdesh. Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches in that same pasuk. No, la'asher lo yachuzas ha'aretz, for him who it's his an inheritance in the land, which are the original owners, who is the one who sold it to this person who was makdish and who redeemed it, it doesn't go back to Hekdesh, it goes back to the owner who he bought it from, meaning, which is a temporary buying in the times of Yevil, up until the Yevil year. Now, however, says the Braisa, Yoymer Lasher lo yachuzas ha'aretz. So then let it only say, and we would know it's the original owner, to give it back to the one that is the one that's his ancestral field. Then what are we teaching from these seemingly extra superfluous words from the ones that you bought it from? I mean, like we said, if it said Lasha Kanomi Ito, you would think Gizbar. Oh, so you're teaching Lasha that Lasha Loya Chuz Zaretz. So you already know Chuz Zaretz means to the original owner. Then what do you learn from the one that he buys it from? Says the Braisa, is coming to teach the following halacha. That's what these words are coming to make the following drasha. Sada Sheyatzis Lekahanim. Similar to like the previous Braisa, which we're going to explain why you need both. A feel that when the Yevil year came around, because the person was Makdash, didn't redeem it, someone else redeemed it, it goes out to the Kahanim in the Yevil year, and then it becomes the Kayans. Next Yevil cycle, a Macher Kain, the Kain sells it to someone else. Ve'gdish lekech v'gola acher, which really would be even the same thing if he himself redeemed it. But the consumer, he was makdish it, and then it was redeemed by someone else. Yachol tachzal abayim rishayim, you would think that it goes back to the original owner's meaning, to the one that originally was makdish it, because really it's for him lasha lechuz zaretz. Meaning if we only had the words lasha lechuz zaretz, you would think from the pasuk, yeah, the one who it's his ancestral gets it back. Even in this type of a case that we're describing, where it was his in the last Yevil cycle, became the Kayans, the Kayan sold it to someone else, and that someone else was makdish it, and then it was redeemed. Now when it comes to Yevil year, it's going back, Lasha Lechuz Zaretz, everything goes back to that original owner. Tamalayma Lasha Kano, that's why the Pasuk has to say, no, to the one that he, it says, Kano Mi'itay, from the one he bought it from. Now, it wasn't bought from him. Rather, it was through Hekdesh that it had left his hand. Rather, who is it going back to? It's going back to the Kayan, because it's from him that this consumer who was Makdashid, that he had bought it from. Now, this is very similar to the previous Braisa, where the same idea, that after someone was Makdash something, who originally was his Achuza, someone else redeemed it, it went out to the Kahanim, then it never goes back to the original owner anymore if he was not the one who redeemed it. Now, but therefore, says the Gemara, so okay, we're supporting that same interpretation of the previous Braisa, which again, therefore, it's not the proof that Abaye wanted to prove Rabbi Eliezer. But now the Gemara explains to them, why do we need these two similarly, very similar halachas of, it doesn't go back to the original owner anymore, rather to the Kohen who became his. So the Gemara explains, the Itzrich lo yigoyl, we need this Braisa of talking about lo yigoyl, which we explained before, the same idea, where if the person was makdashit, someone else redeemed it. So when the Yevil year comes, it goes to the Kohen. Then the Kohen was makdish it. So which the Braisa had said, so that, okay, the original owner can't go ahead and redeem it anymore to be for his, like, estei achuza, because since it had gone out from the first time it was makdish, it became the Kohen's, he never regains his old glory. that braisa we need for that drasha of that word lo yigol. The itzrucha lemichtav lasher kano, and we also need this second braisa that we just quoted for asher kano, which teaches us also a very similar idea, just a slightly different case, which is where someone was makdash hestechus. Again, he didn't redeem it. Someone else redeemed it, and again, in the Yevil year, this beginning is the same, goes to the Kehanim. Then, this case is different, the Kohen wasn't makdash it. In the second Yevil cycle, the Kohen sold it, the consumer was makdash it, someone else redeems it, which we're saying the same idea that, although it goes back to the original owner, which is the Kohen, it doesn't go back to the original owner, what we call the Marikama, which he was the original one who was sanctified, it doesn't go back to him. Why do you need both of them, which are similarly saying the same idea? So this is Gemara as follows. Dikas Rachmanu lo yigol. If we only had the first braisa of lo yigol. Now, that's a case, the loy kahadru klal, where that's not going back to any owner whatsoever. In that case, where the kain was makdashid, it's not going back to any owner, because in that case, essentially, that's like the steachuza of the kain. Like the Pasuk said, la kain teachazasa. Once someone else redeemed it, and it comes to Gabriel, it becomes the kain steachuza. Now, when the kain is makdashid, it has like a regular halach of steachuza. And since he didn't redeem it, when it gets redeemed by someone else from Hekdesh, in the Yevil year, it goes out and it gets divided amongst all the Kehanim. But it doesn't go back to the Kohen that was Makdash it. Rather, it's like, gets divided like by amongst all his other brothers, the Kehanim, like any regular Steachuza. So therefore, we can understand why it wouldn't go back to the original owner, for him to be like his Steachuza, because it's not going back to any owner in that case. Now, Aval Hocha, but over here, in this other case, in the second braisa, where the kohen sold it, the consumer was makdash it, which now the one who was makdash it is it's a stay mikne, it's his acquired field. So therefore, when actually someone acquires it from Hekdesh and becomes a Yevil year, it doesn't go out to be divided by the Kehanim. Rather, the kahadra, it goes back to an owner. So I would say, maybe in that case, tahadu lamarikama, once it's going back to an owner, it should go back to the original owner, who is the original one who is makdashid, where it was essentially his achuzazar, it's going back from his father, all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun. Therefore, that's what he needed, the second braisa, kas rachman alesha kenohu. That's what I say from the one that he bought it from, which is the kain. This consumer who was makdashid bought it from the kain, which was the last person he had bought it from, the last one, this one who was makdashid bought it from the kain. Therefore, we needed that to say that even there, it doesn't go back to the original owner, even though it's going back to an owner. Now, because Rachman Lashek Kano, had we only had the second braisa of this case of that it goes back to the one that he bought it from, that case, the owner didn't give any money to the gizbar, rather, someone else redeemed it. So therefore, we could understand that it's not going back to the original owner because he didn't invest any money. But the first braisa where the original owner, he's giving money, he's coming to redeem that field. So you would think, take him be a dayu, that it would actually remain in his possession forever, like his original status of it's being his teachusa, and would not go out to the kanam by yevul, because rachmanu lo yigol. Therefore, the Torah says that no, he can't redeem it. He can't retain it, he can't regain his old glory of it being his teachusa. Now, that's what the braisa was saying. Because Rachman lo yigol, but had only said he can't redeem it, v'loy kosev oid, and it wouldn't say anymore, sa'avimina le'tifer klal, I would think, that's it, you're done. You didn't redeem it the first cycle, now that it's the kohen's and he was makdash it, and you want to go now and buy from makdash, you can't redeem it at all. Because Rachman lo yigol, that's what Torah says, no, not anymore, meaning the k'mei shahaysa in the gelis, you can't go back to what you originally were to be like a steachuzah. Of Nagelish, the Levana could stay mikna, but he could redeem it for it to be considered for him like a stay mikna, like any other person who's buying someone else's stay achuzah from Hekdesh, where it's his acquired field for the interim up until Yevil, and when it reaches the Yevil year, it goes out to the Kohen. And therefore, we needed both braises to say this similar halachas, but we would not have known one from the other. But it's both teaching the same concept. Once it wasn't redeemed by him and it becomes the Kohen, it never goes back to the original status of stay achuzah of the original owner. But now the Gemara returns to the original question. So my Havala. So we're back to the question. So where is the source of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? It's not from the previous braisa, which we thought that we were saying, and then we said it can't be, because what's Rabbi Yehudim Shimon going to do with Eid? It's not an obvious proof from that braisa. So what is his source that he says that if no one redeemed it, it doesn't become the Kohanim's, it goes into second Yevil, third Yevil, until someone redeems it. Only after that will the next Yevil year go to the Kohanim. So Amar Rabbi says Amakra, because it says in the pasuk, it says V'haya sod b'tzeisa b'yevul, that it will be in the Yevil year when it's going to go out. That's when it goes to the Kehanim. Now b'tzeisa, when it goes out, sounds like when it goes out miyad acher, from someone else's hands, from the one who redeemed it. Because that's essentially the halacha that we know already somewhere else regarding someone's steachuza, because there's another halacha, not just of being makdish. When someone sells his field to someone else, the halacha is, we know the Torah says over there, that it goes out in the Yevil year. So the Torah is telling us, says Rava, according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, regarding to someone's field, which we know that it goes out in the Yevil year, where? When he sold it to someone else, it goes back to him. Regarding that same steachuza, when he's makdish it and it's leaving also, then we're saying it becomes the kahanim's. But that's only when it's leaving from someone else. Where we know when someone else has it, it goes in the Yevil year. But when to leave from hektish, that we have no inference from the pasuk, because we don't find anywhere else that hektish is that it leads from there from Yevil. Someone else having his field, that we know when he sold it to someone else, that it goes in the Yevil year. So we're saying that regarding the hektish, and the someone else has it, meaning someone else redeemed it, then is where it goes out to the Gehanim. But from hektish, when no one redeemed it, that we never find a source that it leaves in the Yevil year, and therefore we have no source to say that it's going to leave, and therefore it doesn't leave, until someone else is Goyalid, and then, the next Yevil year, it's going to go out to the Gehanim. Now the Gemara continues in Beis and says, now, based on this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer did the following question. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that he says that you could even still redeem it in the second Yevil year if it wasn't redeemed in the first Yevil year. So, Bailim B'Yevil Sheni, the original owners in the second Yevil cycle, Ka'achar Damu, are they considered like someone else? And if he redeems it, it'll be taken away from him and it'll go to the Kahanim? Or maybe not, he's not like someone else. Rather, just like if he would redeem it in the first Yevil cycle, it, like we said, it goes back to being his Te'achuza. So now also, since it wasn't redeemed, in the second Yevil cycle, it's the same thing. If he redeems it, it'll go back to being his Te'achuza. Says Gemara Tashima. Let's bring a raya from the following brisa, which the Gemara, until the end, basically until the next Mishnah, has a similar discussion as it had essentially on Amud Alf, but now in this context, which is a similar type of a context. The brisa quotes the pasuk that says that, like we said, if he didn't redeem the field and the treasurer sold of Hector sold it to someone else, so the pasuk says lo yigal, so he can't redeem it. Says the Brisa, recorded this on Amud Aleph, Yochol loy tehei negeles shetei lefanav kistei mikne. You would think that he can't redeem it at all. He can't even redeem it if he didn't redeem it when he was supposed to in the first Yevil cycle. That it'll be for him. He can't even have it like an acquired field. Tamalei ma'oy. That's what the Brisa teaches. Anymore, meaning lekamei shahisa en negeles. So not going to be redeemed like a steachuza. But he could acquire it to be for him like an acquired field. He could redeem it from Hekdesh at least to be for the interim until Yevil. Now, says the Gemara, Emas. Now, when is this talking about? If you would think this is in the first Yevil cycle, am I in Negelis? What are you talking about that you're saying that he can't redeem it? To the contrary, how could Yentain not redeem? It should even be like a Steachuza, which is the halacha that we know it is in the first Yevil cycle. Obviously, we're talking about in the second Yevil cycle. Now, Ulaman. So, who's this Baisa going like? What do you mean? What do you mean? It already went out to the Kahanim in the first Yevil year. There is no second Yevil cycle to be able to have an ability of redemption at all. Obviously, the Baisa is going like Eliezer. The inference is that obviously, if we're saying that this is the case of when the owners are going to have it just like a Stei Mikna and not like a Stei Achuza, is because it's only possible, we're talking about in the second Yevil cycle, and you see the owners in the second Yevil cycle are not like themselves to get back a Stei Achuza, but rather they're like someone else, like the Pasuk Ish Acher, and it's going to go to the Kahanim in the second Yevil year. Which the Gemara says, as we said in Amud Aleph, what in Batizbra? Is that logical to say that this is the interpretation of the Braisa? This is what we're talking about, the case? But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hai Oid, Mai Darshi, then what would they do with the word Oid, which you're saying Oid is only possible, former glory, Steachuza? Well, when was that? First one, yeah, you do get like Steachuza. Oh, second Yevil cycle? Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon don't have a second Yevil cycle. El Hachamai Skin Rez says, Gemara, what we're talking about in this Braisa is a totally different case. Toma Mesadu Shiatz Lakanam, a field that came the Yevil year. After someone was makdish it, didn't redeem it, someone else redeemed it, it went out to the Kahanim of the Yevil year, then the Hikdish Kayin, then the Kayin goes in his makdish it. Now it's already became the Kayin's. Now we're in a different Yevil cycle, the original owners, they're coming to, after the Kayin was makdish it, to redeem it, like anyone could do from Hikdish, from someone's Te'achuz that was Hukdash. So, you would think to say, says, this is the what the Bryce is coming to say, is Leitifrik Shetehik Kistei Mikna, that he can redeem it to be a temporary owner, like an acquired field. That's what the Pasuk teaches when it says, anymore, meaning anymore, meaning what we used to be, in the Gelis, he can't redeem it to be like it used to be, like a state of chuzah, of in the Gelis, state of lefanim, because state mikna, but he could redeem it that it should be for him like a state mikna, which essentially the Gemara is rejecting and saying, therefore you can't prove from here the halacha from the Braisa, because it's not talking about the case that you're trying to prove of the owner when it was never redeemed in the second Yevu cycle. You don't see anything about that to say that he's ka'achardam. He's talking about a whole different case. And says the Gemara Vatanya, and similarly we learned this idea of how we're now reinterpreting the Braisa. Similar, we learned in the next Braisa, which again, this is the same with the Gemara said in Amman Aleph. Pasuk says, Yashav asada lasha kenomi itayim. So someone that had bought a field was makdashit. So then the halacha is, the field gets returned to the one that he had acquired it from. It doesn't go to the Kanan like a steh achuzah. Now, yachal yachzal gizbe shalachem, but from these words itself, it says the one he bought it from, you would think it goes back to the treasure who he bought it from. Because the case was, the owner sold it to the buyer was makdash, and the buyer redeemed it. Then comes the Yevil year, it says it goes back to the one that he bought it from. The last one that he bought it from was Hektish, where he was makdash. So you would think it goes back to the treasurer. Tamalem has the Basar teaches, no, lasha leach, whose is the arts? It goes back to the one whose ancestral inheritance the land is, which is the original owner. So then the question is, matamalem lasha kano, then what do you learn from the next words from the one that he bought it from? Rather, that's coming to teach the following case. Sadash Yatzlakahanam, a field that went out to the Kam the Yevil year, Umachukain the Kain sold it. This is the other case of selling. Viktish Lakeach Vagala Acher, and then the one who bought it from the Kain, he was Makdashit, and then someone else redeemed it. Yachatzlabam Mishem, you would think it would go back because it's going back to the owner of it. You would think it goes back to the original owner. Tamalem Lasha Kano, that's what teaches. No, it goes back to the one that he bought it from, which is the new owner, which is the Kain, not the original owner. Says the Gemara of Itzchak Lmichtav Leigol, we needed the halacha of the first brayso of Asher Leigol, and Itzchak Lmichtav Asher Kano, we needed the halacha of the second brayso of Asher Kano. Why? Aren't they saying the same idea that once it goes out to the Kehanim, the original owners are out of the equation and never goes back to their former glory of being Steyachuza? Because the Ikas Rachman Leigol, if you only had the first brayso of Leigol, the Lekahadra Klal, which we described, that's a case that doesn't go back to any owners. So therefore, we would say, okay, so that's why we can understand it doesn't go back to the original owner, because it doesn't go back to even the new kind owner. Now, however, over here where it's going back, I would say that it will go back to the original owner. So, if in the second price where it's going back to an owner, we have to say, no, it doesn't go back to the original owner. Now, because of we only had the second price, so even though that already tells us that even over there, when it's going back to an owner, it only goes back to the new kain owner, not to the original owner. Yeah, I would say because the loikiyah of a bottom dummy. That's a case where the original owners are not giving any money over here. It wasn't him that redeemed it. So the consumer was makdashid, and someone else redeemed it, and then we're saying it goes back to an owner. Yeah, it goes back to the kain owner, not to the original owner, because he didn't give any money for it. Aval hacha do yav a bottom dummy, but regarding the halacha of the first price, which we're talking about a case where who redeemed it from Hektish after the kain had it in the second year of a cycle? The original owner, he gave money. So then I would think that taken by Dayo, that then it would be maintained now going back to the original status of Steyachuzah. Because of Rahman Leigol, therefore I have to say that no, he can't redeem it anymore. Now, because of Rahman Leigol, because of Oyd, had it said he can't redeem it, but it wouldn't say anymore, he can't redeem it at all. That he can't even become like a Stey Mikna, even for the interim. Because of Rahman Oyd, therefore it says anymore, he can't redeem it to go back to what it used to be of Steyachuzah, of Negel Shteylefon Kestey Mikna, but he could redeem it for it to be like an acquired field. So then, as we had in the discussion Amud Aleph, which then the discussion was regarding what's the source of Eliezer. Now we already have a source of Eliezer. Our new discussion, which is similar, is now according to Eliezer, what's the halacha from the original owner in the second Yevil cycle? Is he like an achar? Is he like the original owner to get it back like Steyachuzah? Now the Gemara says, okay, so my Havilah. So what is the conclusion now for this? Is the Baal Yevil chain the ka'achar dami or not? Says Gemara Tashma, a straight up Braisa that says Rabbi Yezaim, he says Gala Bailam Yevul Sheni. If the owner redeems it in the second Yevul cycle, because we said if no one redeemed it, it's still we just have to wait till someone redeems it. Yitzel Kahanam BeYevul. So he says clearly it goes out to Kama Yevul. He is like an Acher. It doesn't go back to his possession like a Steyachuzah. He lost out. He had to have done it in the first Yevul cycle. Now Amalei Ravina Ravashi says Bahanan Leitnanochi. But we didn't learn like this. How are you saying this? Our Mishnah says not like this. Our Mishnah quoted Rabbi Yezim, he says, Eina kahanim nechnas l'teicha, the kam do not enter into the field, ad sheiglena acher, until someone else redeems it. Second Yevul cycle, third, someone's got to redeem it. But it says acher, which seems to exclude the owner. If the owner does, then it doesn't go to the kahanim. And that Amalei said to him, no, Bailam b'yevul sheini ka'acher damu. The owners in the second Yevul cycle are like another. That's what Rabbi Yezim meant. Acher means someone's got to do it, not the kahanim, but the owner's also like an acher because he lost his status already after the first Yevul, and therefore it's going to go to the kahanim. Now that's one version. Ikadami, actually, those that answer the original question, that Rabbi Eliezer Imahi says, if the owner redeems in the second Yevil cycle, that actually their version is that it does not go out to the common in the Yevil year, that it does go back to the original owner as a Steyachuzah. According to that version, Omle Rabin Lurvash, he says, not a question, but he says, Afananam Tinina. Oh, we learned this already in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, he says, Einakam Nechnas Latechat Shigilen Acher, the Kam don't go into it until someone else redeems it. If someone else redeems it, then in the second or whatever, then it goes to the Kam. But the original owner, even in the second or third cycle, sounds like it would go back to him. That's like we learned in the Brisa. Then Ramalei, he said to him, no, even Mastin, if we only had the Allah of our Mishnah, Havimina, then I would have said, Bailam B'yevel Sheini Ka'achrodam, that actually the owners in the second Yevel cycle are like another. And then it would go to the Gan, if I only had the Mishnah. Kamash Malas, we need the Brisa to say that, no, that the owners, even in the second Yevel cycle, is still considered like the owners, and if he redeems it, it goes back to being like his Te'achuzah, and in the next Yevel year, it's not Meschalik L'Kahanam. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the son taking the status of the father, that he's like the father, that when he redeems the Steyachuzah, it goes back to his father in the Yevil year. So a similar type of a discussion with the father-son relationship in the Steyachuzah, the Mishnah says as follows, Halakech Sadim Aviv, if a son buys the field from his father, Umeis Aviv, and his father then dies, the Achyach Hekdish, after his father passed away, then he's Makdish the field. So says the first opinion, Harek Steyachuzah. So it's like the ancestral field, meaning, because up until he wasn't makdish it, by that time, although he initially bought it from his father, but it already felt him as an inheritance before he was makdish it. So by the time he's makdish it, it's already his te'achuzah. So therefore, now this son, who's the owner, if he's coming to redeem it, he redeems it according to a base kur in 50 slum, like a regular te'achuzah. And if he doesn't redeem it and someone else redeems it, so then the yevil year goes back to the kahana. Now, but let's say Higdisha v'achikach meisav, let's say this son who bought the field from his father, he was makdish the field, and then his father passed away. Then harehi kistei mikna. Then it's like an acquired field. Why? Because you go based on the moment when he was makdish it. When he was makdish it was only like an acquired field. His father didn't die yet, he didn't yet inherit it. When he was makdish it was only a stay mikna. So therefore, if he's coming to redeem it, he redeems it according to the actual value, like halach of someone that's makdish a stay mikna, which is an acquired field. And if he doesn't redeem it and someone else redeems it, it actually goes back to him in the yevil year. Why? Because at the time when he was makdish it, the body of the field itself was not his, he didn't own it, and it was ultimately going to go back to his father in the yevil year, like all other sales, when someone's makdish it, it goes back to the original owner. Well, like anyone who's makdish a stay mikna. Where the one who redeems it from the treasure gives it back in the Yevil year to the one that Lashalai Chuzaritz, who's the original owner of it, which is his father. But here when his father dies, so he inherits his father like any son. But here the halach is going to be that it's going to go back to him and not to the Kan. That's the Rimei. So he differentiates regarding the son buying from his father and then being Magdashid if the father died first or if the father died afterwards. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they say that no, even in the case that he just described, where he was makdashit, and only then his father died, harehi kisteachuzah, it's still going to have, regarding redemption, the halacha like an ancestral field. Why? Shanim, because the pasuk says, where it says that, and the gear says, im esedei miknasai, if it's his acquired field, ashaloi misteachuzah, which is not his ancestral field. So then the pasuk says, and he's going to be makdashit to Hashem, so that's where it's not going to have the laws of steachuzah. It's going to have the laws of steachuzah, which then you redeem it, not according to the 50 slum rule, but rather, like anything of a hektish, which according to his actual value. Now they interpret what the pasuk means to say when he's saying it's his bought field, not his ancestral field, is sadashayna ruyali steachuzah. That we're talking about a field that's not even fit to be his ancestral field. Only then will have the lacha like a steachuzah. Now yatzis azushi ruyali steachuzah. That excludes this case where, although the son bought it from his father, and his father didn't even die yet when he was makdashit, but it's fit to be his ancestral field, where ultimately when his father's going to die, he's going to inherit it. So therefore, it's not going to have the halacha like a stei mikna, rather like a stei achuza. So even in that case, they say, it's going to have a halacha like a stei achuza. Now, it continues the Mishnah, but a classic stei mikna, an acquired field, someone bought a field from someone else, and he's makdashit, and someone else redeems it. So here, unlike the halacha we were saying on Batel Nebe Steyachuzah, in the Yitzel Kan B'Yevel, it does not go out to the Kan in the Yevel year, rather to the one who is Makdashid, who he had bought it from. And the reason for that is, She'ein Odom Makdash Dov Hashem Nishalai, because a person cannot sanctify something which is not his. And this land is not his, it's only his on lease, although he bought it, but in this Yevel year, it's only up until Yevel. So therefore, that he was Makdash, and you could do that up until Yevel, but when the Yevel year comes, it comes back to the original owner. Another halacha says the Mishnah, Kahanim v'Levim makdishin lo'ilam. Kahanim, Levim, they could be makdish something at any time, which Gemara is going to explain. The goyim and lo'ilam, they could also redeem it at any time. Meaning, if a kohen was makdish, the land that he inherited, he could redeem it bein lefnei ha-yevel, bein la'achar yevel, whether it's before yevel, whether it's even after the yevel you already passed, because like the pasuk says in Mikchavei, gulas oilam tila levim, they could always redeem their fields, unlike a Yisrael. Now, explaining the opening halacha of our Mishnah, the machlekes that we quoted, Tanabam within the Braisa, that elaborates on this machlekes. Says the Braisa, minayin l'lekeh, here goes with the second opinion first, minayin l'lekeh sadam of v'ekdishim, where do we know if someone bought a field from his father, and he was makdishit, and only v'achkach mesav, and only after that did his father pass away. So at the time when he was makdish, essentially it's like a stay mikta. Even so, says this opinion, minayin shetei lefanim kistei achuza. How do we know that it should be, we'll have the halacha like kistei achuza, with all the halachas that we described? Tamalim, that's the pasuk teaches according to their interpretation. It says, ve'im, and the gear says, esedei miknasai. If it's going to be his acquired field, ashaloi mistei achuzasai, which is not his inherited field. Which they interpret to mean, sadashena royally is stechuza. It has to be, if you don't want to have the halacha of stechuza, that it can't even be fit to be his ancestral field, like a random person that bought it, who's not in line to inherit it. Yet, sadashena royally is stechuza. That excludes this case, where it is fit to be a stechuza, when his father will die. So therefore, it's going to have the halacha like a stechuza to be redeemed with 50 slum, and if someone else redeems it, goes out to the kanam in the Yevil year, that's the Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon. But Rebbe Meir, who's the first opinion on Mishnah, he says, no. Says, he only says it if someone bought the field from his father and first his father passed away, and only then was he makdashit. So by the time he's makdashit, he already inherited from his father. How do we know that in that case it's going to be like a stechuza? If it's his acquired field, which is not his inherited field, which tells us, It's only your acquired field. It's not also your inherited field. That excludes this case where, although he bought it, stei mikna, but it's also his inherited field. His father already died by the time he's makdashit. So therefore, that's going to have a locha like a stei achuza, not like a stei mikna. Now, regarding this machlek, it says the Gemara, leba mahakam yafuki. Shall we say that, what are they disagreeing about? It's in the following principle. The Remeir Sover Meir held, kinyan peiris, the acquisition of utility, of benefit, which was acquired to the son when his father was still alive for peiros, to eat the produce for old utility because he bought it from his father. Now, he didn't own the actual property because when the yevil year would come around, it would go back to his father. When you buy something, when the yevil applies, it goes back to the original owner, so you don't really own the body. You own the utility to use it. So the son had kinyan peiros, but he didn't have kinyan guf. But kinyan peiros is kigin haguf dami. It's like you own the property itself, because for all practical purposes, you can do whatever you want with it. You own the utility. Who cares who owns the actual body, but you can't do anything with it. So therefore, if Remeir holds like that, so when the father passes away, before he was makdashit, even in that case, so though you would say, wait a second, so really stei achuza, not really. If the pasuk wouldn't tell us that it's going to have a lacha like a stei achuza, so I actually would have thought, it doesn't have the halacha like a stei achuza. What do you mean? The father died, he inherited before his makdashin. Yeah, because even without his father dying, he already owned it. Because the kinyan peiros that he had is like kinyan guf dami. So therefore, when the father passed away, nothing transpired. It didn't become a stei achuza. I didn't inherit anything, I already owned it. So therefore, you need the pasuk to say that, no, if the father passed away before his makdashin, it does become like a stei achuza. But if he was makdashin when there was only an acquired field, and only then his father passed away, that the Torah is not going to be including that even there it's going to be a stei achuza. That's just a stei mikna. You're right, it's ruya, but that's a bigger chiddush that we don't know. You have to first say the smaller chiddush, which is necessary to say if you hold kinyan peiros is kinyan guf dami, that it still will become a stei achuza. But to say ruya stei achuza, that we don't say. If it was a stei mikna, so then it's going to have the halacha like a stei mikna. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Sarvi, they held kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf dami. No. Owning the utility is not like you own the body, the property. So therefore, in the case of when the father dies first before his makdashit, so of course now something is transpiring. He's now inheriting the ownership, which is the kinyan guf. And therefore, of course, it becomes a stei achuza, because now he inherited it. So therefore, even without a pasuk, I already know the halacha. So I don't need a drush in the pasuk to tell me that, because it's his obvious inheritance. Because when his father was alive, he didn't own it, because he only had kinyan peiros, which is not kinyan guf. So rather, when we have the pasuk telling us something, it must be telling us for when he was makdish it, and only then his father passed away. Where although at the time that he was makdish it was his day mikna, still the Torah is telling us that now when the father died, before he redeemed it, even though after he was makdish it, it will have the halacha like a stei achuza. Isn't that what they're disagreeing about? If kinyan peres, kinyan guf, or laf kinyan guf dami. Church on Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says no. Ba'alma, really, I could tell you in general, even Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, kinyan peres, kinyan guf dami. That they hold that owning the utility is like you're basically owning the property itself. And you're right. Even for the case of when the father dies first and then he was makdashid, just like we said for a mayor, you need a pasuk to tell you that's going to have to look like stei achuza, because really nothing is transpiring. However, as a ketent of Chazayim and Aleph, v'hacha kro ashkech v'darshi, but here they found another allusion in the pasuk, which they expounded to say, yeah, even a second level chiddush. That even if he was makdashid and only then did his father pass away, that even over there it's going to have a look like a stei achuza. The reason that is, because if not, then if the pasuk was only coming to tell us, the halacha, like Remeir said it, that when the father died first and then it was makdish, then lichter rachmana, then the Torah should have told us, which this line is telling us a drasha, but they're saying an added level, a second level of drasha. If it was only telling us one drasha, lichter rachmana, the Torah should have said that the gears is, im es de meknase ashaloi, and the gears takes the word stay, achuzase. That if it's his acquired field, which is not his inheritance, or Inami, it could have said, Ashaloi Steachuza, which is not an ancestral field. From this pasuk, which is saying, it's this and not that, I would have included the halacha of Remeir to expound, which excludes if it already became his Steachuza, which is like the case that we described when the father died and name was Makdash. My Miste Achuza Sai, what do you need the word Sadei for? That is an extra word to tell you a second level of Chiddush. To say and expound, even if he was first makdish and only then his father passed away. To tell you, it has to be a field that's not even fit to be an ancestral field. Then it's going to have the halacha like a stei mikna to be redeemed according to its value and then going back to the original owner. Yetzazazu, that excludes this case where at the time that he sanctified it, sheruyali stei achuza, where it was fit to be a stei achuza, that even then it's not going to have halacha like a stei mikna, rather like a stei achuza. That's the source for the opinion of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda.